This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
With another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. To call us, it's as simple as 701-258-0550. You can text us as well, and I'll give you those numbers in a moment. Something on your mind? Answer one of our questions. Give us a suggestion, whatever you'd like. We have an open house going on today. Yes, we're having lots of fun. My pillows are gone. I hate to tell you that. But they flew out the door bright and early today for the first folks through the door. But we do have copies of Grassroots, a Common Sense Action Agenda for America, here for you. And also a whole lot of goodies. Red River Coffee. My gosh, did they bring in the goodies. Great donuts, great coffee. And lots of other goodies as well. A whole bushel basket full of chippers just showed up. Like boxes and boxes of chippers from our friends at Chose. Monty and Scott Chose. That was very sweet. So quite nice. Beautiful plant over there from our friend Kevin Pfeiffer. And lots of goodies. So just a lot of really fun, I don't know. Little, just an opportunity to slow down a moment and look around and say, hey, isn't this awesome? Isn't this great? Really do appreciate everybody. So if you would like to see the eastern version, if you're in North Dakota, of the What's On Your Mind studios, then you can stop and see us anytime until 1 o'clock today at 2852 Thunder Road in Fargo. Todd is at the western studios of What's On Your Mind. That would be in beautiful Bismarck. No open house there, but he has offered to give you a tour of his office if you stop in. Didn't you say that?
It's a mess, but sure. Yeah. I don't have any chippers here. Sorry, if you're looking for chippers, you got to go east for that.
The chippy one
there today.
Yeah. Oh. The chippers? Are you kidding me?
I got it.
And you know, there's chippers, and then there's Widman's chippers. Widman's is the original chipper. Yeah. It just doesn't get any better than that. The Widman family, wonderful family. Oh my gosh. Got to know them when I lived in Grand Forks. Just wonderful people. No doubt about it. Okay, so Donald Trump gives a State of the Union address tonight, as you know, and we talked a little bit about what we believe he's going to say tonight. I'm most interested in what you want to hear. What it is that you're looking forward to him saying. And maybe a little bit on, I hope he doesn't do this. You know, anything you're worried about that he's going to roll out tonight? I don't get the sense that the faithful Donald Trump fans, people that have enjoyed what this president has brought to government and to our country, are disappointed by much of this president. Other than maybe, in their case, not fighting enough. We had a listener earlier that was mad because he had, quote-unquote, caved in on the issue of the border. I asked, well, what was the cave? Help me understand the cave. And to him, the cave was reopening the government and allowing the negotiation, even though the date was set of February 15th, and if you don't get done, we're going to do it then. I thought the president was smart about that. I really do. I don't see it as a cave. Because if it prompts a deal, if by reopening the government, you get rid of all the, you know, the sky is falling mentality, of the government is shut down, even though it wasn't really shut down. It was partially shut down. And of the, 25% that wasn't funded, even parts of that were working. But nonetheless, you know how the media works. It's a big sky is falling mentality. And the president took away that distraction, got them to sit down. If he proves they can't work together and he does the emergency order, then he's going to say, look, I tried everything. Shut the government down. They didn't do it. Open the government back up to let them negotiate. They didn't do it. So I think that's okay. I think that's all right. Anyway, you tell me what you think. 800-228-0550. What What do you want the president to do tonight? What don't want you to don't want you to what don't want you want him to do? Do's and don'ts for the president tonight, said Lazier. Craig and Moorhead, welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Scott, very nice studios.
Thank you so very much. You came by to see it today, and tell anybody listening that hasn't come by yet why they should come by, Craig.
They should get there because the studio is fantastic. Everybody is just as friendly as can be. You're going to meet the people, put faces to the name. And if you're the first 50, you might get one heck of a nice pillow.
And you know we've blown through those, but we just found a few more. So we'll be benevolent here and
are you getting into your private stash now?
I think it might be him. Yeah.
Wow.
But I would like to talk about tonight, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
To me, this is the epitome of must-watch TV. I don't trust the radicals. I don't know if someone's going to throw a shoe at the president or if somebody's going to be like the Kavanaugh hearings, people standing up and doing stupid stuff. Anything's possible with that crowd. But I do have to say, Congressman Peterson, when you had him on, isn't that amazing? A week ago, he was saying, I'd give him all the money. Now, obviously, Pelosi's got to him, and he's got different talking points. He's a good man. If there's more like him there, it wouldn't be so bad. But he's been talked to by Pelosi. It's obvious.
Yeah, I don't disagree. It was definitely a different tone to it, to say the wall's not the only thing. In other words, he doesn't want to be the cheerleader on the Democratic side for the wall. He wants to be the cheerleader on the Democratic side for border security. And if he's too rah-rah on the wall, then he's too rah-rah Trump, and you're right. But he's saying a lot more than, you know, the vast majority of Democrats are related to border security, at least.
Yep. Well, everybody get over there in the beautiful studios. We'll see you, Scott.
Thank you. Appreciate that very much. Larry and Bismarck, do's and don'ts for the president tonight.
Well, what I hope the president does tonight is lays the groundwork for blaming the Democrats for a government shutdown in 10 days, because Nancy Pelosi is continuing to prove that she's not willing to negotiate, because she's constantly saying there'll be no funding for the wall. She's not willing to negotiate. So I hope the president lays the groundwork to blame the Democrats for the government shutdown.
Yeah, and how would you do that? Would you just say, I mean, really just the facts, isn't it? Look, I've talked about border security and the wall since I was a candidate for president, and I've tried this way, that way, the other way, it didn't happen. We shut down the government, it didn't happen. They asked me to reopen the government while we negotiated, I did that, now they've got till February 15th. If they don't do it February 15th, they own it, not me, and I'll be forced to. You know, take this, you know, to an emergency order. And I don't know if you heard Corey Lewandowski yesterday, but on that point, he said, sounds like the president just believes that that's what's going to happen regardless anyway, they believe, yes, it'll go to the Ninth Circuit, but the Ninth Circuit has the challenge of the precedent that's been set on the presidential powers in this regard of protecting the border. So their take is, if it gets stopped in the Ninth Circuit, it goes to the Supreme Court, and Trump wins. So, and we build the wall once and for all. Just lay that out, right? I mean, lay it out, Larry, right?
Absolutely. I hope he puts the burden on the Democrats to prove that they're willing to negotiate. And if they aren't willing to, I hope that it puts a lot of pressure on them to step up to the table to negotiate.
Great points, Larry. Thanks for the call. And welcome others at 800-228-0550, 701-367-2054 if you want to text us. Text me, 701-367-2054. Text Todd, 701-226-8503. I want the president to announce his next Supreme Court justice pick since Ginsburg is AWOL. That'd be a shocker for tonight, wouldn't it? That would be very interesting.
You think he goes bold or goes safe tonight?
I think he's going smart. I really do. I don't think you'll see anything that will be a jaw-dropping moment. But I think he's smart to lay out his accomplishments. I think he's smart to make the case for border security. I think he's smart to play into a big Democratic misstep right now on the overreaching on infanticide that they're pulling off in New York and Virginia. So I like all of it. Infrastructure, I guess he's going to talk about as well. Jason Devil's Lake, you're next. Go ahead.
Ah, Scott, they leave a recorded message, but today I'm going to talk about this. I drive truck, and I go all over the places, and every place I go, everybody says they were about out of work 2 years ago until Trump come into office. So I don't really understand why everybody doesn't like him, the Democrats. Do they want us not to work in North America? Or they want us just to live off the government or what? Because everywhere I go, everybody says, thank God for Trump for 2 years ago. What's that tell you? So I hope he does outweigh that tonight.
You are describing, in my opinion, Jason, the forgotten America. You're talking about real people that go to work and get a job done, come home, provide for the families, take care of the families. That's who you're talking about. I know, you know, the buzz that we're hearing, which is, as you say, everybody talking somewhere different, is, you know, the pro-government, professional protesters, everything else. So I agree. He needs to just lay it out. Point out what's been done. Thanks, Jason. Great call. Appreciate it. Going to go to Sydney, Montana with Matt, Frank, and Gene all coming up. Don't go away.
If your business is thinking about a new location or looking to upgrade your office furniture and design layout, there's one place you should talk to for sure. InterOffice Workspace Furniture. They have knowledgeable experts trained in the fields of workspace design for healthcare, higher ed, government settings, and they can do ergonomic assessments of your current workspace or plan space. Not only that, the team of designers at InterOffice have interior design degrees, which helps them know the health and safety challenges of the building you are in or moving into, so they can help design your space to be efficient, collaborative, functional, and safe. Being the exclusive Herman Miller dealer for the state of North Dakota gives them access to research about workspace settings and what works well for your type of industry or business. The team at InterOffice works closely with you on the project from beginning to end. So if you are thinking about moving or upgrading your workspace, talk to InterOffice Workspace in Fargo and Bismarck, or go online to InterOfficeND.com.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Imagine a North Dakota without ethanol. We asked North Dakota farmers what that would mean, including Clark Price. Clark, talk a little bit about the byproduct from ethanol, the modified distiller's grains that come out of these ethanol plants.
Yeah, it's probably the best feed that there ever was invented, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, it's been a wonderful thing for North Dakota to have a resource like that. It comes to feeding cattle, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. It's a very valuable resource that's right in their backyard.
Would you say that ethanol and agriculture are one? How many grain bins have been built? How many trucks have been sold? How many more families have been fed as a result of the industry?
It's a multiplier that I would assume is 10 to 1. For every employee that's in that plant, there's probably 10 more of them out here that are servicing that plant in some way or another.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Just ask farmers. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Your mind. Is that a party song? We're having a party, an open house party.
Give me three staffs, baby. Or it's those goodies in the break room.
Grand old time. 20 past the hour on What's on Your Mind. How's Sheila doing today?
Just fine.
I didn't hear that.
I am doing just fine.
You're doing just fine.
Enjoying your new studio. It's quite a step up from the last one.
It is, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Somebody said we went from a Pinto to a Porsche.
That sounds good.
Does that sound about right?
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Sheila and her husband have been on a few travels with us. How many trips have we taken together?
Two.
Okay.
To New York.
Two to New York.
One with Judy and one with my husband.
Yeah. Did you have a good time on those trips?
Oh, absolutely fabulous. Yes, it was.
So the nice thing is, when you go on a trip with someone, then they're a friend forever.
That's right.
Right? So, you know, we've got all these folks we've traveled with over the years and see them at different events, and it's just so darn neat. So.
And you have a lot of friends.
Well, that's... I do. It's because we've been on so many trips.
That's right.
And a lot of fine listeners, you know. So it is really great. It is really great.
Yes.
So we'll have to go somewhere again sometime soon.
I would love to. I'd love to take another trip.
Yeah, they're always great fun.
Yes.
I'm signing a book for Sheila right now, Todd, just in case you wanted to know. So
a little distracted, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I want to know when Carol Juvin's going to start the Caribbean tours.
Oh, that sounds good, too.
Let's go find a beach.
We need a warm one. Yeah. Good to see you.
A warm one.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You bet.
Thanks.
Take care. Hi, everybody. You bet. Thanks so much. 22 past the hour on What's on Your Mind. I'm brought to you in part today by our friends at Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats. Let me say that one more time so you can get that mouth watering. Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats. They're in Bismarck. Running down supermarket and Runnings. Actually, in front of Runnings, just up, just to the north from Schweitzer's, but on up from Dan's, rather, on South Washington Street. 625 South Washington Street, and they are the home of North Dakota raised beef. Corn-fed, grass-fed, all-natural raised beef. They process it right at their butcher shop, sell it at this store in Bismarck. And it is the best. Assorted country-style sausages, burgers, all cuts of beef, pork, and more. And right now, variety of great homemade country-style sausages. Original garlic, cheddar, homemade summer sausage. Tell them you heard it on the show and you'll get a discount. Go in there and say, Scott said I'm going to get a deal. 625 South Washington Street, Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. So we're going to Sydney, Montana next, and Matt. Matt, go ahead. You're on.
Good morning, Scott. How are you today?
I am here. Yes, I am. Thank you. I'm doing great today, Matt. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, I've been thinking about this for quite a while. You know, I'm not sure. I don't have my computer in front of me to look this up, but how many citizens of the United States have been killed by foreigners just in last year alone? Why are we not putting up a border wall just to protect our citizens from Mexican residents? That's quit calling them illegal aliens. Just call them Mexican residents, and they're killing U.S. citizens. Why is that not a priority to stop that? We're spending $300 billion on a new submarine, I think, this year, and 20, 30, how many million dollars on an aircraft carrier? Let's divert some of that money towards a wall to protect the citizens on the southern border instead of overseas.
I couldn't agree with you more in the point that what has happened should shake every American's sense of right and wrong up enough to say, stop.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I don't want this anymore. And I look, the Democratic Party owns this. They own it because they don't consider it a problem. And in my mind, many of them want open borders. So, you know, they have that view anyway. Others hide behind the fact, well, you know, we don't necessarily need to have a wall, a barrier, whatever, let's do something different. But that's a bit of a cop-out, too. But I think it's on us, really, to continue to do what you just did today, to remind people that because of their lack of action on this border, which, by the way, goes back long before Donald Trump, this has been a problem for a long, long time. And there's some elements of the Republican Party that own this immigration problem. You know, the big business at the chamber, they've for long wanted it. Now, Kevin Cramer tonight is going to have a guest at the State of the Union address that works on immigration issues. And interestingly enough, he is for a group that wants more immigration. Guess what kind of immigration Kevin Cramer is for and his guest is for, would you say?
Oh, who knows?
legal immigration, right? So, you know, you're not against legal immigration.
Right.
By saying build the wall. You're not, by bringing up the fact that, as you say, Mexican residents come into the America to do harm to Americans. That doesn't mean you're anti-immigrant. So I think the other part of that is to promote the fact that, in fact, there's an act in Congress called the Fairness for High-Skilled Immigrants Workers Act, where they're specifically in demand in particular areas of expertise to come over and train other people and do it legally. That's fine. So I think it works to do both. But Matt, I appreciate your call. You're good. You're a good man to remind us of the bad that's being done. No doubt about it. So Jerry Leach is here, and Jerry Leach is a friend and a longtime supporter of the flag, and also, of course, the passion behind jail chaplains and getting the word out about the good work jail chaplains do. And she's here to tell us a little bit about why this is going to be a great February 14th. Right?
It's going to be awesome.
Best ever, right?
The excitement is building, and you know what? Your listeners can partner with jail chaplains in building a strong bridge from inside the jail to the community. In this last year, we've integrated Living Free small groups into our ministry, and it's just rocking. It's just incredible. We have this opportunity to walk with men and women as they leave the jail. And everything from godly parenting, committed couples, anger groups, grief that's not been dealt with in a healthy way. So it's a lot more than just addiction, Scott. We all have some kind of a life-controlling problem, and together we can come into that.
It's almost cruel to think of an inmate going back into society, having served their time, and then they're let out, but without what you're doing. Because you're just setting them up for failure, aren't you?
Absolutely. They have to totally reinvent themselves if they want to make healthier life choices. And how do we do that alone? It would be like someone trying to battle cancer without the assistance of a physician and their family and a loving environment.
What can people do to help the jail chaplains specifically on Giving Hearts Day?
They can go to givingheartsday.com and make a gift. Leading up to it, the Vision Bank has a video contest. They can go to that, vote for their charity of choice, and there is a $1,000 award for the top vote getting video in that contest. So.
Fabulous. Hashtag count me.
Absolutely. We're all a giving heart.
Yeah, and I tell you, the jail chaplains are doing great work. It is a great, great ministry. So kudos to you on that, and good luck on Giving Hearts Day.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Blessings.
28 past the hour. More of your calls when we come back, and we'll get to Peril Grossman and talk a little bit about robocalls and how we can get those to stop.
Hey, friends, it's Matt, the pizza guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. February is one of my favorite months. Yes, I get to spoil my wife on Valentine's Day, and yes, there are only 28 days in the month. But best of all, Saturday, February 9th is National Pizza Day. So go ahead, celebrate with your favorite Pizza Corner Pizza loaded with the finest quality toppings, then bombarded with delicious cheese. Pizza Corner Pizzas are the finest anywhere. And visit Pizza Corner Pizza Facebook page this week for your chance at winning a free pizza for National Pizza Day. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include Croft, Pasture, and Hunting Land Auctions in Walsh, Emmons, Adams, Cass, Logan, Lemoore, Oliver, and McLean counties in North Dakota, and Yellow Medicine County in Minnesota, and Farm Retirement Equipment Auctions in Wishick, Mott, Steele, Bowman, Hazelton, Fort Yates, and Dickinson, North Dakota. For more information on these auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I think you're going to see an incredible speech by the president, a visionary speech.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders discussing the State of the Union address that President Trump will deliver in about 10 hours.
The president's going to lay out some of the great successes that we've had over the last 2 years.
A Mexican border town near Texas now on high alert as about 2,000 Central American migrants approach. Police are in riot gear preparing for those migrants from Guatemala, Honduras, Honduras, and El Salvador. The town sits along the Rio Grande River across from Eagle Pass, Texas.
I didn't know we had as many fans in Florida as we do in Boston.
That's New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady during a parade in Disney World yesterday for his team. But he's back in Boston today for a Super Bowl victory parade in Boston that steps off at this hour. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Driving today, Todd, anyway. He loves talking about his ride.
My trusty, my big red cape fire truck. Get it, red fire truck, cape fire. From Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac in the strip, SchwannGMC.com. You got to have the heated steering wheel, the heated seats. Doesn't do any good if your hands are frozen, half frostbitten, right? Get the heated steering wheel, too. Check out yours at SchwannGMC.com.
A message to today for contractors and sand and gravel mine operators. If you are looking for someone to lead your new miner or annual MSHA refresher training, North Dakota Safety Council has some great events coming up in Minot. Students leave their classes saying it's the best MSHA training they've had in years. So if you want a refreshing training experience, sign up. North Dakota Safety Council's MSHA courses coming up in Minot. Refresher, Part 46, Sand and Gravel is in Minot, Feb 11. And the new Miner, Part 46, Sand and Gravel is in Minot, February 12th through 14th. To register or to see the full schedule of the Sand and Gravel and Surface Coal courses in Bismarck and Minot, go to ndsc.org. I got to go rapid fire through these calls on what you want to hear from the president tonight. So give me your best sentence that you want from the pres tonight. Frank?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Well, first of all, I would say, Nancy Pelosi, your polling numbers are worse than mine. We need a kinder, gentle America. Let's work together for a while. Let's tear down this wall between the Republicans and the Democrats. And let's work on infrastructure. Construction people want to go to work. Let's go build a wall, and then they can go build America.
There you go. Thanks, Frank. Appreciate it. John and Mercer, what do you want to hear?
I don't want to hear too much. I just want to make a statement, if I could.
Sure.
And number one, what I haven't heard through all this bickering back and forth is the taxpayers built the White House. The taxpayers voted these Democrats and Republicans in to represent them. Their job... We are their employees. They're not ours. And what I'm trying to put across to you, when I hear Chuck and Pelosi disagreeing with the majority of the public who's paying them, but it may not be enough. They may have lobbyists out there that are paying them so much that they just rather be fighting this stuff. They need to get back to reality, and the reality is this. We, the taxpayers, are the ones that are paying their wages, They represent us, whether they're Democrats, Republicans, Independents, I really don't care. But what is going on here today is so outrageous. And as long as I've listened to the news, nobody has ever brought up the fact that they work for us.
No, that's because, a lot of the people you're listening to in the news don't think that. They think they're the ones that should decide for us peasants. And, John, if more taxpayers acted like taxpayers and held them accountable, we wouldn't have the problem we're having here. So a little bit goes on us as taxpayers, too. You're doing your part. Others are as well. Everybody needs to remind them who they work for. Very good points. Okay, quickly, last one. Gene in Valley City. Bring it on, Gene.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for your pro-life stand. Congrats on the new studio.
Thank you.
The bill with SAST, the Child Protection Act. Okay, Scott, if you had a straw from Secretariat, you know, the racehorse?
Yeah.
And you got that infused to a high-quality thoroughbred mare, and you got a hit? What I'm trying to say is that the argument should be, when does life begin?
That's what we need to define, because clearly they don't believe in science, which shows definitively when life begins.
The Child Protection Act is good intentioned, but we need to back it up to the moment of conception.
I agree with you, Gene. Good point. Thanks for the call. Fantastic. All right. Thanks for those rapid-fire comments on what's on your mind. Let's bring in Peril Grossman now, our next guest. We asked Peril to come on and answer your questions about the what seems to be a large amount of robocalls coming in, an increase in the amount of robocalls coming in, and also the little trick where the call comes in and it looks like it's from a 701 number when it's really not. Those were some issues you brought up, and I said, you know, we'll find out. Peril, how are you?
I'm great. Good morning, Scott.
Appreciate you joining us today on the program. A lot of frustration out there from our audience about the increase in the amount of robocalls. First of all, I imagine you are frustrated as well, and this problem is getting worse. Am I right?
Very frustrated, and yes, it's a vexatious problem that is plaguing our consumers like no other problem. It's our number one complaint in the Consumer Protection Division.
I don't remember I saw this, but I did see an article recently that talked about this is going to explode. You know, what it is now is it pales in comparison to what it's going to be. This is just going to continue to get worse and worse and worse. Do you believe that?
I do think it's going to get worse to some extent, but I also want to let you and your listeners know that the Attorney General is working on a solution. You know, largely the solution has to come from the federal government because state laws are preempted in the area of telecommunications. So, Scott, what Wayne has done is worked with kind of the federal government, particularly the Federal Communications Commission, in urging them, along with something like almost 40 other AGs throughout the country, to start adopting some technologies that will prevent that. And I'm happy to say there are a couple of those, at least one called the stir-shaken approach, that will give consumers some much-needed relief. It uses some digital certificates to ensure the calling number of the telephone call is secure, so this should preclude someone from being able to use your number without my permission or your permission, spoofing it and calling me. So, excuse me, that's kind of a big part of it, is adopting this stir-shaken technology. A couple of the carriers, T-Mobile and Verizon, are on board, and the Federal Communications Commission has said, Scott, that the rest of you need to get on board or we're going to mandate it. And in addition, our folks in Washington, we finally have their attention, and they're looking at something called the TRACED Act, which will make this kind of technology mandatory, and it'll impose fines on robocall perpetrators up to $10,000 per call. So I think those are some of the solutions in the works, and you know, I'm optimistic those will work, because the answer or the alternative rather is not a good situation, because you really can't prosecute robocallers when they use spoof numbers, because we've done, you know, a number of investigations and we're never able to determine the source of who called. It's spoofed and virtually impossible to find out where that call is originating or to identify that caller. So it is a very difficult problem that is going to take a lot of folks at the table working for a solution, and I'm hoping that's happening now.
One of our listeners was concerned that since they are, using numbers, sometimes people are getting calls from themselves, and you mentioned that's one of the things being addressed in the federal solution here, but if not your same number, I get them a lot from North Dakota, then it's not obviously a North Dakota call. It's coming from somewhere else. They've used it. And they were wondering if that meant that our numbers were being given out, that somehow that they were getting those numbers from something where somebody is supposed to protect those. How do they get the numbers?
Well, there's really sort of two prongs to that. One, companies can buy numbers through a process approved by the Public Service Commission where they can buy, hundreds of 701 area code calls. And nobody has any authority over who gets to buy those. Presumably it's for legitimate services. So one, that's a source. But two, many of those calls are just spoofed, if not the majority, and it isn't a legitimate number. They're just using somebody else's number, or Scott, they're using one of those numbers that was paid for by and assigned to, one of the carriers or the companies that aren't using them for legitimate calls. So it really is just a problem in terms of, are we dealing with a real 701 number or is it made up? And I think in the majority of circumstances, they're made up. When they're not made up, then we can do the investigations, and it's like peeling back the layers of an onion. We'll send 6 or 7 subpoenas to find out ultimately who owns that number because it's sold from one company to another and so forth. And then when we find them, more often than not, Scott, they're located in the West Indies or someone, and they'll sit someplace else and they'll say, look, yes, that's my number, but I'm not making those calls. Somebody is spoofing that number or using it without my permission, and it's almost impossible to determine which of those two scenarios is true or to reach through to prosecute somebody totally outside the United States. So it is a vexatious problem.
The do not call list was seen as a solution of sorts to this some time ago. That isn't really 100% effective anymore, right?
No, that's so true. You hit on kind of the highlight of my presentation is that the do not call was designed and intended to regulate unwanted calls, including robocalls. However, it won't stop scammers from calling with spoofed numbers. It will stop political campaigns or other telemarketers from using robocalls. And we do track those folks down, Scott, and we do investigate them, take legal action, and fine them. But the largest portion of robocalls are from the folks saying that, I'm with the IRS, or I'll lower your credit card interest, and those sorts of things. And they're just completely fabricated calls for the sole purpose of a scam, but they're not using real 701 numbers that you can trace them back or using real numbers at all. You really can't call those people back, maybe except on a temporary basis when they give you a particular number to use to call them back. And that can be difficult to track those down. Some of the best advice we say is just, hang up. Don't answer these calls at all. Never call these numbers back. Never select any of the options on a pre-recorded message. And then we always say, Scott, don't mess with these callers because they will harass you. They have nothing but time on their hands, and it will come back to bite you if you make these folks angry.
Bob in West Hope, question for Peril Grossman. Go ahead, Bob.
Yes, I was wondering on these calls now. It's a 701-263 number, and that's a Lake Metegoshi. Used to be that way. Now they use them for cell phone numbers. And I'm just kind of wondering, the last few calls that I got way back in November,
hang tight, if you would, Bob. We'll finish this on the other side of the break with Peril Grossman from the North Dakota Attorney General's Office. By the way, Wayne Stenjen, the Attorney General, we understand, has a birthday today. Is that accurate, Peril? Do you know that to be true?
That is true, and I've already expressed my greeting to him, so my job should be safe for the remainder of the week.
More coming up. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Going once, going twice. Sold, sold, sold. Have excess equipment? Don't sell yourself short. Attract buyers 100% online with our international bidders list. Sell all over the world, from your location or ours. There are no buyer's fees, and we have auction guarantees. Auction Block, equipped for success.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer and see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Taco John's commercial? What is it? Potato Olays?
No, you could be. Is it?
I'm a fan. I'm not afraid to tell you. Back on What's On Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour. Thanks to our fine sponsors who make this program a reality. That includes our friends at the University of Mary. And I tell you what, they have something to offer right now that I want you to listen close about. And tell you a little bit about how you can better yourself. If you enhance your skill set, what happens? You become more marketable to your employer already, maybe for a promotion, or to a new employer. Complete a certificate with the University of Mary. You can do it online. You can do it at one of their locations in Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Watford City. I'd pick Watford City myself, a beautiful part of North Dakota. At the Rough Rider Center right there, part of the campus of the University of Mary. Very fun. Human resources, project management, virtuous leadership, small business management, any of those certificates from the University of Mary will develop tools you need to run your small business or effectively manage your team. Classes start every 5 weeks. Contact the University of Mary today for more information, 701-355-8030. Mention you heard this on What's on Your Mind. Your application fee will be waived. 701-355-8030 or email enroll@umary.edu. enroll@umary.edu. All right, back with Peril Grossman on What's on Your Mind. We're talking about robocalls, something you've been concerned about. Last chance, if you have a question or comment on this, if I've not asked the question you asked us to ask, pick up the phone, 701-258-0550. So, Bob, go ahead and finish your question for Peril on the numbers being used from your area when you're getting a telemarketer call. And, again, I shouldn't be using the term telemarketer call because if I get a number from somebody that isn't who they say they are, Peril, what you're telling me is that's a scammer. Automatically know that's a scammer from the get-go. That's not a telemarketer, right?
Absolutely correct, Scott.
Okay. So the scammers call you from numbers that are in the neighborhood. Is that what you're saying, Bob?
Well, yeah. See, this 263 number used to be at Lake Mighty Gosha landline stuff. Then they put it out for on the cell phones, and everybody around there, they can use this number for a cell phone. Well, I do a lot of advertising over the radio, like Trading Post, Swap Shop, stuff like this here. So I'm looking at the number that's called in. It's a 263 number, so I figure, well, somebody wants to know about my merchandise, so I answer it. Well, then there's some different language accent, and I says, oh, and I says, I don't need to talk to you, and I hang up on them. So then I find out that I called them back. This number's been disconnected or no longer in service. That's two of them. The other number that I called back before deer season.
Okay, before you go through every call you've had in the last 10 days, I'm only kidding. Bob, tell me what's going on with Bob. What's happening there?
So great. Cut to the chase. Here's what's going on. Those are absolute scam calls. Possibly again, trying to get you to lower your credit card interest or buy an auto warranty, or maybe even tell you your grandchild has been arrested at the Canadian borders.
Scott, I've had a few of those too.
I had
a grandson that was down in Florida. I says, let me check this out and I'll call you back. So I call him. He's still in Minneapolis.
Yeah. I mean, what I'm hearing in this, Peril, is just if a call comes in from a number that it's not who they claim to be, in other words, a 701 number, just, do you hang up? Do you even go bother with the do not call button when they sometimes offer that or what?
No, I would not bother with the do not call button. I would hang up. All you do, Scott, is when you press the button, if you don't want to get these calls, you've now confirmed that you've got a live wire on the other end of a potential scam. And they're likely just to call you or add that telephone number to a kind of a sucker list. So, you know, again, they're just making those numbers up. That isn't somebody in Botno. They're not calling you from the convenience store to tell you you left your credit card there when you were there last. It is just a complete scam or a fraud. And why it works, Scott and Bob, is because of the portability of numbers. So it's not entirely impossible that couldn't be somebody working for a car dealership in Minot and following up to see if you were happy with your most recent oil change, but they're actually, you know, have a landline or rather a cell phone number that may have been assigned to some other location like Lake Metagoshi. That's not what's happening here, but that's what makes it so difficult is, at least the first time someone calls, you can't really be sure until you listen to what they're trying to tell you or sell you how they're trying to cheat you, whether or not it's legitimate. But once you get a call like that and it's somebody that you can't even understand, just hang up the phone.
Hang up the phone. And what about answering it in the first place? What is your advice there? I mean, I usually do because I'm thinking it's somebody that I know, but on the other end, they can leave a voicemail. I mean, is there any truth to the fact that if you answer, they keep calling?
There is some truth to that. If you answer, they keep calling, but I think it depends what you say. If they don't hook you and you're not interested and you say, don't call me again, there's a good chance they won't call you again. So it's hard to know. I think of this example, Scott, where a debt collector was calling somebody and they just simply had wrong information. It wasn't intentional, and they called like 150 times, and then that person never answered that phone. And actually, if they'd answered that phone, they'd have said, is Frank Johnson there? And when you said no, that would have been the last call you got. So it's always hard for me to say never answer those, but generally the most solid advice is to not answer it if you don't recognize it.
All right, good info for you today. To be continued, we certainly got to do more on this. We didn't get to all the calls today. Perel, thanks for the time. Harold Grossman from the Attorney General's Office.
Hey,
bye, folks.
Scott, there are over 100 fjords in your future.
Thanks to you, our good guide, Carol Juven, who's been to Norway how many times?
174 times.
And this tour is filling up, isn't it?
This tour is nearly full.
So we need you to call Carol right now and reserve your spot. My wife Maria and I and our family are headed to beautiful Norway, a celebration of our heritage and the witness of the midnight sun. What is the midnight sun, Carol?
24 hours of daylight, and the Norwegians love it.
See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, the majestic mountains, June 15th through June 30th. This will be a seven-day land tour visiting Stavanger, Bergen, Oslo, and Trondheim, and travel 7 days on the west coast to the land of the midnight sun. Call now. A complete packet of information will be sent to you, 800-343-0093. Call Carol and the team right now, 800-343-0093 at Juven Tours and Travel.
Welcome along.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.